Burnham emerges as top Starmer challenger, but he needs to win seat in Parliament first. By Breitbart London on May 16, 2026. London, AP, Britain's government is in turmoil and the man many think could save it isn't even eligible for the job of Prime Minister. Not yet, at least, though a path is now open for Andy Burnham, the popular mayor of Greater Manchester, to try to unseat beleaguered Prime Minister Keir Starmer. It's far from a sure thing, as there would be big hurdles to clear. Burnham would first need to return to Parliament, where he could then try to mount a challenge to Starmer's leadership. Starmer, who has vowed to lead on, has been on the ropes, facing plummeting approval ratings and questions about his judgment. His unpopularity was undoubtedly one of the key reasons why Labour took a beating in UK-wide local elections this month. One key cabinet member has already resigned, and more than a fifth of the party's lawmakers in the House of Commons are urging him to stand down. Burnham, 56, is seen as Starmer's biggest would-be rival, partly because he's perceived to be to the political left of the Prime Minister. The mayor is known as the King of the North, and his Labour backers will hope that moniker reaps rewards. The allusion to the popular Jon Snow character in Game of Thrones is a sign of respect earned for Burnham's fierce backing of Northern England, its working-class culture and heritage. It projects an image that he is not part of the London political establishment. For many Northerners, that counts for a lot. His three sizable mayoral victories since 2017 show he can win. But he hasn't always. Burnham, who was in the cabinet of Gordon Brown's government from 2007 to 2010, ran twice for the leadership of the Labour Party and lost badly, first in 2010 and then in 2015. Looking back on those campaigns, he was pretty stiff. Ending his 16-year tenure in Parliament yielded a more polished performer and a sleeker look. Suits and ties were largely replaced by a smart casual look, often paired with sneakers. That may seem superficial, but it broke down barriers with voters. More importantly, his stint as mayor made him a more effective operator and, arguably, the best communicator in Labour's ranks. His standing grew during the COVID-19 pandemic when he became the de facto spokesman for Northern England by constantly haranguing Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson over what he called a London-centric approach to the crisis. Burnham is ready to quit his job as mayor if he wins a special parliamentary election in the constituency of Makerfield, about 20 miles, 32 kilometres, west of Manchester. His route back to the House of Commons opened up Thursday when Labour lawmaker Josh Simons said he would step down to make way for Burnham. Though Burnham was blocked from running for a seat that came up earlier this year, Labour's executive body said Friday he could do so in the special election expected within weeks. It will likely be a bruising battle in one of, if not the most, consequential special elections in UK history. Burnham acknowledged as much. I truly do not take a single vote for granted and will work hard to regain the trust of people in the Makerfield constituency, many of whom have long supported our party but lost faith in recent times, he said when announcing his intention to run. Simons secured the seat by about 5,400 votes 2 years ago, but that was in Labour's landslide victory of 2024 that swept Conservatives out after 14 years. Times have changed dramatically, and Labour's recent battering came at the hands of the ascendant anti-immigrant reform UK party on the right and, to a lesser extent, the eco-populist Greens on the left. All the wards in the Makerfield constituency were won by Reform in the local races. Reform's leader, Nigel Farage, said the party would throw absolutely everything at it. Tim Bale, a professor of politics at Queen Mary University of London, said Burnham can capitalize on his big-name reputation and is someone who gets things done. There will be a lot of people who would like to see him get back into Parliament, not least to take down Keir Starmer, Bale said. In some ways, it's a useful test for Burnham because if he can't beat Reform in that constituency, then quite frankly, he's not much use to the Labour Party as leader. Labour has never ousted one of its leaders while in government, but there is a process. If Burnham wins, he could either have to trigger a leadership contest or join one. To do so, a Member of Parliament needs the support of a fifth, or 81, of Labour's 403 members. Starmer, who has vowed to fight on, would automatically be entitled to defend his position. Wes Streeting had been expected to announce a bid for the top job Thursday after he resigned as Starmer's health secretary and castigated Starmer for failing to offer effective solutions to the UK's many problems. But he stopped short of that and, in what seemed to be a nod to Burnham, called for a broad field of candidates to debate the party's future. Streeting followed up Friday by endorsing Burnham, saying on X that Labour needs its best players on the pitch. He did not, however, say he wanted to see Burnham as Prime Minister. If there is a leadership battle, both Burnham and Streeting could run. Others said to be considering doing so are former Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, Defence Minister Al Carnes and former party leader Ed Miliband. For now, all permutations go through Makerfield and that result could have a seismic impact. Were Burnham to win the by-election, it's unlikely that Keir Starmer will actually stand in that leadership contest, Bale said. If Burnham fails, then Starmer might feel he has a chance against Streeting and Rayner. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.